I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. The goal of lung cancer screening is to detect lung cancer at an early stage before symptoms appear, when treatment is most likely to be successful and curative. Dr. Nicole Tanner is here to talk about who should consider lung cancer screening and what's involved in this annual screening. Dr. Tanner is a professor in the College of Medicine, and she's the co-director of the Lung Cancer Screening Program at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Tanner, who is eligible to get annual lung cancer screening?
The current recommendations by the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force for lung cancer screening include people who are ages 50 to 80, who currently smoke cigarettes or previously smoked cigarettes, with at least a 20-pack year history. What that means is smoking a pack a day for 20 years or two packs per day for 10 years, et cetera. And for people that have quit smoking, they are to have quit within the past 15 years. More recently, the American Cancer Society has released a recommendation to do away with the years since quit. However, this is not currently covered by most insurers.
What's involved in lung cancer screening?
Lung cancer screening is simple. It happens after a shared decision-making conversation with your provider where the risks as well as the benefits of lung cancer screening are discussed. And once an individual has decided they want to move forward with a lung cancer screening exam, the scan is very simple and requires no IVs. You simply lay flat on the table and go through the open scanner. The whole exam takes about 10 minutes at the most.
Tell us more details about the scenario of using this kind of cancer screening to catch lung cancer earlier.
Lung cancer screening is meant to find cancers early. In the past, prior to the advent of lung cancer screening, the majority of patients presented with stage 3 or stage 4 cancers, which are harder to cure. The whole purpose of doing a lung cancer screening exam is to find a small cancer, an earlier stage cancer, when a patient isn't symptomatic and get them to curative intent treatment.
And how much of a difference, as far as the outcome, does it make in catching lung cancer early versus catching it in later stages?
What we know from the very large randomized trials that were done that proved the benefit of lung cancer screening is that there is a reduction in lung cancer mortality of anywhere from 20 to 25%. If you couple that with tobacco treatment and getting someone to quit smoking, the mortality benefit is as much as 35%.
How many eligible people are getting lung cancer screening in the U.S. and in South Carolina?
Yeah, unfortunately, the numbers of screening across the country are lower than other commonly screened for cancers. We estimate that about 20% of those eligible have been screened.
How can individuals request lung cancer screening? How does that begin?
So a person can go about getting lung cancer screening in two ways. They can request lung cancer screening either through their primary care provider, or they can self-refer to the many lung cancer screening programs that are available in the area.
Dr. Tanner, what's new in recent years related to treatment for lung cancer?
Well, Bobby, it is a really exciting time for lung cancer treatment. In the past year alone, there have been so many studies that have come out looking at multimodality approaches that we never used in the past, improving patient survivorship overall.
Dr. Tanner, thanks for this update about lung cancer screening.
Thanks for having me.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.